on Facebook and follow me on Twitter. Hit me up on Facebook and follow me on Twitter.
Y'all like the sound of this, man?
Hit me up on Facebook and follow
me on
Twitter.
Y'all ready, man? The social network.
Hit me up on Facebook and follow me on. Hit me up on Facebook and follow me on Twitter.
We better see a whole bunch of followers
after
this.
Hit me up on Facebook and follow me on Twitter.
There ain't no excuse.
Hit me up on Facebook, follow me on Twitter.
I want y'all to add me.
Hit me up on Facebook.
Welcome to a Kairos Moment podcast, helping small business owners and entrepreneurs save time and money through tips and strategies on social media. I am your host, Sean Heineman, and you can find my website at kairossocial.com. That's with a K. How are you doing, everyone? Thanks once again for inviting me into your ear gates. And today we are going to discuss choosing the best website host for your business with special guest Wendy Robinson. She's a website designer and business strategist, and I know that there's more to her than just what I'm explaining, but I'm going to let her explain herself. How are you doing today, Wendy?
I'm doing great, Sean. How are you doing?
I am awesome. Thank you for taking some time out of your day to be a guest on a Kairos Moment podcast.
My pleasure. My pleasure. I'm excited. Yeah.
Yes. Well, tell the listeners who you are and what you do.
Well, very first job, I'm a wife. I love my husband, love being married. But after that, I'm a mom. And then to bring money into the household, I still have a full-time position. 30 plus years, my background is in accounting. I've been an accounting professional. But throughout that entire time, I always had my ear or my nose in the IT department. So I've always been a part-time geek. When there were part-time tasks to be done at work to earn extra money, I always signed up for it. And then about 6 years ago, I went back to school to get my bachelor's in information technology. And I just recently changed to getting that concentration in web design. So the World Wide Web is my playground. And I like to have lots of fun. But I'm also a business person. So I like to strategize with my clients. And, you know, we don't just build a website. We build a strategy around their social media real estate, or their web real estate, as I like to call it. Their home on the web.
Yes. Awesome. Most definitely. Gotta love that. Met Wendy a couple of years ago at one of Carla Stevens' event, who was a client of yours as well.
Yes,
so shout out to Carla if you're listening.
I can't wait to see her in a couple weeks.
Question: what book on social media or entrepreneurship you would encourage readers to read?
You know, I thought about this question earlier today when you sent it, when I was reading through it, and there's so many. The very first book that comes to mind for me, especially for entrepreneurs who are just starting out, and they're basically solopreneurs, as I like to call them, I like the book, The Referral of a Lifetime. And it's a book that it tells a story of a woman who has not been able to get her business to grow, and has she doesn't know how to get clients. And she meets this gentleman through a referral. Somebody in a coffee shop referred her to this gentleman. And this man took her through, I want to say 10 days, maybe 2 weeks, a 30-day exercise of really dialing things back and getting back to basics and learning who was in her network already to see who she could share her expertise with. And I think it's all, for entrepreneurs, it's all about really finding out who you can sell your products or services to right in your backyard. You know, the World Wide Web is a big playground, and we all want to jump in and do the social media thing and this and that. But I think it's really important to get back to basics. And this book really tells you how to, you know, determine if someone's going to be a good customer for you and how to determine who your customer is just by looking at the people that are already in your circle. It's a great book. It's a fast read. And I usually give it to my clients as a gift when we first start working together. But then the second book, I couldn't decide between these two. The second book is called E-Myth Revisited. And it's another book I give my clients. And it's a book about small businesses and why most of them fail. It's a lot of good theory in here, but there's a lot of good lessons in here on how to be an entrepreneur. So those are the two books that I would recommend for anybody starting out in entrepreneurship.
Yes, I love The E-Myth, great book. Have you read The Dip by Seth Godin?
The what?
The Dip by Seth Godin.
No, I haven't read that one. I read his book, The Purple Cow, and I've read another book by his, Tribes.
Yeah.
I've read that one, but I haven't read The Dip. I have to write that down.
It's a short read, maybe 80 pages. I read it in one day, but he talks about perseverance and when should you quit or when should you persevere. And I think that's where a lot of small business owners get caught up. Because sometimes you can push yourself too much and you might be pushing in the wrong direction. But anyway, that's I love that book. But
I'm going to pick that up. Thanks.
Yeah. What's the biggest mistake you see business owners make when it comes to social media?
Oh, my goodness. The one that stands out to me the most is, I don't want to gross out your listeners, but
when they
throw up all over social media.
Yeah.
You know, they just post constantly and just post stuff and they share and they post and they post, but there's no strategy to it. There's no rhyme or reason to what they're doing. It's great to share content and it's great to share things, but you really have to make sure what you're sharing is going to do two things. One, it's stuff that, you know, content that your audience is going to need and want,
right?
Which is going to help them, you know, give them the desire to keep following you and looking to you for information. But then number two, you got to share stuff that Facebook is going to push out into the newsfeed. You know, Facebook is a big, and Twitter too. Twitter and Instagram, all these platforms are huge playgrounds. And if you don't have a strategy on what you're sharing, you're wasting your time. And then the other thing is you have to engage with people. When you do share good content and you see people responding to it, continue the conversation. You know, if someone likes it, just because they don't comment doesn't mean you can't reach out and say something to me, to them. You know, if someone likes something that I post, if they don't leave a comment, I may ask them in the comments, what did you like about this? Or what do you think about this? What's your opinion? And try to drum up some engagement to get people to comment. Because people won't comment unless it really, really touches a nerve and they're passionate about it.
That's right.
So those are the two things that I would say are the biggest mistakes. They don't have a strategy with what they're sharing. And then when they do share something good, they don't continue the conversation and engage with the people that are liking and commenting on their content. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I like that because I like to use that as a comparison to speaking to someone, right? It's like if someone speaks to you, you don't speak back. It's like, how rude is that? Especially if someone leaves a comment, a nice long comment on your Facebook post or your whatever, you know, your social media site, and you don't say anything. You're like, they took the time. They thought about you, you know?
Right. And I think some of that is some entrepreneurs or some folks, not just entrepreneurs, small business owners, entrepreneurs, don't understand how to use social media. You know, and when I say that, I mean, maybe they don't have it set up in a way that they get a notification that someone has commented on their content. So they don't know that they have a comment unless they go back into social media and check. You know, it could be something as simple as that. So I make sure that all of my content, all of my social media sites that I'm using for business is set up to where I get a notification so that I know it'll remind me. Because, you know, we all got stuff coming at us 100 miles an hour all day long. You know, I'm not going to remember to go check my posts, you know, unless I'm intentional about it.
Right.
And so, but the other reason is they don't have a strategy. You know, social media management tools like Hootsuite and others can really help you manage your social media.